Chapter 3. Innovation in Love. The morning sun filtered through the curtains of Grace's sleek apartment in East Legan, but her mind was already racing, replaying the events of the previous evening. Ethan's words, "I think we could make an incredible team," in more ways than one, echoed in her head. What did he really mean? Did he see her as more than just a potential business partner? And more importantly, did she want him to? Grace had spent her entire adult life building walls around her heart, convinced that love was a distraction from her goals. Relationships came with complications, and she had seen firsthand how they could derail even the most ambitious plans. Her best friend, Afia, had sacrificed her dreams of starting a fashion line to support her husband's business. Grace had vowed never to make the same mistake. But now, Ethan was different. He was driven, passionate, and shared her love for innovation. His vision for their joint venture excited her in ways that no other project ever had. He wasn't asking her to choose between love and her career, he was offering her the chance to have both. As Grace sat at her desk, staring at the long list of emails waiting to be answered, she couldn't help but smile. Maybe, just maybe, there was room for both love and business in her life. But first, she needed to take a leap of faith. Later that day, Grace found herself at a cozy cafe in Lab 1, a quiet neighborhood in Accra, waiting for Ethan. She had asked him to meet her to discuss his proposal in more detail, but her stomach churned with a nervous energy she hadn't felt in years. When Ethan arrived, his easy smile immediately put her at ease. As they sipped their coffee, they dove straight into the business side of things. Ethan outlined his vision for the platform, how they could integrate artificial intelligence to predict market trends and help businesses make smarter decisions. Grace was impressed. He had done his homework, and it was clear that he was just as serious about this project as she was. "I've already secured some funding," Ethan said, his eyes gleaming with excitement. "But with your expertise, we could take this to the next level. I believe we can create something truly revolutionary." Grace felt a surge of adrenaline. This was the kind of project she had always dreamed of, one that wasn't just about making money, but about making a real impact. But then Ethan paused, his expression softening. "Grace, I know we've been talking about business, but I have to be honest," he said, his voice gentle. "I see something more between us. I've never felt this kind of connection with anyone before, and I don't want to pretend it's just about work." Grace's heart raced. She had spent so long convincing herself that love was a distraction, that it would only complicate her life. But sitting there, looking into Ethan's eyes, she realized that maybe, just maybe, she had been wrong. For the first time, Grace allowed herself to be vulnerable. "I feel it too, Ethan," she admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. "But I'm scared. I've always been so focused on my career, and I don't know if I can balance both." Ethan reached across the table and gently took her hand. "You don't have to choose," he said softly. "We can build something amazing together, both in business and in life." Grace's heart swelled with emotion. In that moment, she realized that Ethan wasn't just offering her a business partnership. He was offering her a chance at something she had never allowed herself to want, a real connection, a chance at love. For the first time in a long time, Grace felt a sense of hope. Maybe she could have it all.